Why, hello, darling. Yeah, it was nice watching you throughout the night. Oh, you slumber so sweetly. Well, of course, I told you I would guard you all throughout the night. And I did. Now, I know you're feeling a bit drained, but you gotta be feeling better from last night, don't you? Yes. And your blood still smells so good. I can't lie. I absolutely love your scent. Oh, no, don't worry. I took the liberty of finding a sweater that'll cover that mark up for you. You know, it's colder outside. It's part of the reason I chose now to try and talk to you, so that if you had to cover anything up, no one will know. They won't think anything of it. You're just a little cold, right? Ooh, that's your alarm. You gotta be getting ready. You gotta go to work. Well, no, she will still be coming, the maid. Don't worry. I'll be here. I'll introduce myself to her. Well, of course, I'm going to tell her I'm your girlfriend. You can't move too fast when you're, you know, well, who wants to say what century years old I am? It's impolite to ask a lady. Go ahead, go in. Go into the bathroom. I'll be right out here. I mean, I guess I could go in and take a peek, couldn't I? No, you're right. I'll give you the privacy. You were so sweet to me last night, letting me feed. All right, now, where is this bitch's number? Don't have much time. He's gonna be in there, showering, and... Okay, there we go, maid. There we go. All right. What time does she usually pop in? If I text her from this number, she'll know I'm not him, and... probably ask him something. All right, it's okay. I'll just glamour her when she comes in. That's what we'll do. We'll glamour her when she comes in. And we're going to have to get rid of her. Where are we going to get rid of her? No one's going to know. Actually, where's a good place to... Oh, yeah, right there. Be easy to clean up. I can easily put some trash bags down before. Want to make sure that there's going to be minimal splatter. God, I don't want him to get in trouble. I can't do it here. If I do it here, then he will get in trouble. He will be blamed. No. She needs to be seen coming to work. Because he'll know she works here. She's got to be seen leaving and getting quite far. Okay. We can do this. Just follow her. That's right. What's that, darling? Oh, yeah, no. On second thought, do you have an umbrella? Well, no, it's not raining, but, you know, I don't want to. I have a problem going out into the sun. It is snowing, though. No one will think anything. Or maybe they think I'm just protecting my fair skin. You know? Wonderful. Okay, great. All right. Well, no, there you are. Gosh, came out of the bathroom really quickly. And you're all dressed. Yeah, well, I was hoping to get to see you dress up, or maybe, you know, it can be kind of difficult getting dressed after. You're right. Whatever you say, darling. All right, well, I'm going to just sit here and wait for your maid. We should get to know each other. I'm going to be here every day, right? Great. Okay, well, no. Can I have a kiss before you leave? Great. Wonderful. Okay. You have a great day at work, and you just think of me, will you? And don't talk to any pretty girls or ugly ones or just girls. Just don't talk to them or anyone. You can't trust anyone but me. Okay. We'll just sit here and wait. She should be here any minute now. We'll just do some info gathering. She would know about his ex-girlfriends or any other possible women. It might be worth it to keep her. Yeah, we'll keep her. Oh, yeah, we'll do that. We'll do exactly that. There we go. Okay. Hello? Oh, hi. Oh, you came in rather quickly. Well, you have a key. That would be why. Me? Oh, well, I'm going to be living here. Yeah, I'm the new girlfriend. Yeah, nice to meet you. You are the, you're the maid. You come every day? Oh no, every, well, that would make sense. One person can't make that much of a mess, can they? Well, no, you can still come just as often. You know, but I'd like to get to know you since I don't, and I, you know, you're gonna be in my living space for a minute, a while. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself? Oh, you'd rather just get to the work? That makes sense too. Hardworking lady. Uh-huh. So, how long have you worked for? Oh, that's a while. That's a long time. Yeah, that's good. Good. He must pay really well. Really? How kind is he to you? Sorry. Frog in my throat. Yeah. So, where is? Have you met any of his other girlfriends? Yeah. No, it's just, you know, I just want to know a little bit more about him. You can't really. I guess I could just ask him, but that could be awkward, you know? Oh, you two dated. Did you? Did you kiss him? Yeah, you're right. It's a, but I want to know, you know, as his current girlfriend, did you guys ever kiss? So you clean his apartment for him, you're his maid, and you guys dated? Well, I would say going out for lunch is a date. I guess it could be considered a kind gesture, but normally, like, what kind of person are you, really, that you would go out to lunch with your boss? It's gross. It's gross. You're disgusting. No, I mean, I'm just telling you the truth. Well, you're right. It's your choice to work here or not. No, you don't have to stay. You could just... Don't call him. Don't you dare. Put the phone down. I said put it down. Don't make me say it again. Now, there you go. You look me in the eye when you talk to me. There you go. You want to set your phone down. You don't want to scream. You want to do everything I say. Very good. Now sit down and tell me more about you guys. Did you kiss? I said tell me about you. Look me in the eyes. There you go. Did you kiss? Good. I'm glad to hear you didn't. And have you guys slept together? No. But you've heard he's had other women in this apartment? Townhouse? All right. Down the street. What's her address? What does she look like? Interesting. You're going to go to her house after you're done cleaning here. You're going to take me to her house. Perfect. Now go on, finish cleaning up this house. It's disgusting, like you. That's right. You're going to take me to her house, and I am going to kill you in front of her. And it's going to get blamed on her, and she can go to jail for breaking my poor love's heart. He wouldn't have left her. He's a wonderful, wonderful man. And for him to have left her, that means that he did. He most likely did absolutely nothing wrong. She did something wrong. She broke his heart, and now she has to go. And she will be the perfect, perfect person to set up. Wonderful. Okay. All right. I'm just going to sit here and relax. Oh? Well, wow. Yeah, time really flew. It's 3 o'clock already. Well, why don't you lock up and just go over to her house? I'll meet you inside. Yeah, I know her. Sort of. Okay, perfect. Yeah, she's okay, good. She's gone. Bat form. Oh, short flights always give me a massive headache. Okay. Yeah, let her in. Let her in the house. Perfect. Perfect. All right. Yeah, introduce yourself. Get in the house. Well, she's looking for me. She's looking for me. Yes. Hi. Hi. Clarissa, right? What do you mean, how did I get in the house? You let me in. Clarissa, do you not remember me coming over? Well, just look me in the eye rather than... Why are you trying to scream? Seriously, look me in the eye and tell me you don't remember me. Well, no, you remember me, Clarissa. And this is the maid. Yes, you know her. She's the maid of your ex-boyfriend. Shut the door. Very good. Yes, Clarissa. Now, sit down there on the table. There you go. Hold this in your hand. Wonderful. Nice and sharp. And don't say anything until I tell you to. Now, come over here. Come over here. Thank you for bringing me over to Clarissa's. Well, no, I just didn't know exactly which house you were talking of, but... could you stand right here next to her? Wonderful. Delicious. Now there you go, Clarissa. You're going to take that knife and you're going to plunge it there. Perfect. Perfect. Now, wonderful. This is going so great. Clarissa, you're going to call the cops and you're going to tell them that you did something terrible and that you confessed to it and you did it. You did all of this and you're not going to remember me at all. Not now, not ever. Very good. Okay. All right, beep boop, get to calling. Wonderful. Oh, now that she's out of the way. Wow. This is the first time I didn't even have to get bloody. Oh, this is the best plan ever. And now he's gonna know. He's going to know his ex was a monster. An absolute monster. And I get to be with my beloved. He'll see that he needs my protection. No one can protect him like I can. No one can protect him from the cruelties of this world like I can. And no one ever will. He'll see that he needs me. Maybe I could turn him. Maybe I could turn him and he'll see how much I love him. Oh. Oh, wonderful. Oh, I should go buy some dinner, and I should order. I can't cook. I should order some dinner, and I should get some nice, nice, sexy lingerie. That'll do the trick. Yes. Oh, tonight's going to be wonderful. I'm sure I can convince him. I won't even have to glamour him. I can convince him to turn for me. Oh. Hey, guys. So this was part two. You guys voted and decided that the maid couldn't stick around. This wouldn't be really, would this be yandere if the maid stuck around? I wanted to come up with an original way to kind of get rid of the maid, but also like not get her love interest in trouble. Kind of thought of actually getting him in trouble. But again, yandere, you gotta protect your love. There's still room though. There's still room for him to end up being the one who gets blamed for some of this. So you guys decide what happens in the next part and tell me whether or not you like these originals. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.